AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Jacksonville, Florida-based cargo ship is thought to have gone down last Thursday as it was being pummeled by Hurricane Joaquin in the Bahamas. AP correspondent Tony Witten reports the search continues for the 33 missing crew members.
The El Faro was near the eye of Hurricane Joaquin when it went out of contact Thursday. Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor says searchers have found one set of human remains and an empty lifeboat. They assume the ship sank.
What we have to assume as search planners is if the vessel did sink on Thursday and that crew was able to abandon ship, they would have been abandoning ship into a Category 4 hurricane.
It's not clear why the El Faro got so close to the rapidly intensifying storm. Searchers have swept more than 70,000 square nautical miles so far. Tony Winton, Opa-locka, Florida.
Record rainfall causes historic flooding across much of South Carolina. 9 people known dead during the span of the storm that began late last week and lasted into the day today. Governor Nikki Haley.
Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods. We very much still have a vulnerable situation that's out there. I'm still going to ask citizens to please stay inside.
Hundreds of roads closed. Tens of thousands of people are without running water and electricity. Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent investigation into Saturday's airstrike on the group's hospital that left 22 people dead in an Afghan city.
The top commander in Afghanistan says the U.S. bombing of the clinic, which killed 22 people in the city of Kunduz, was not the result of U.S. special forces on the ground asking for air support.
The Afghan forces called in for fire to support them because they were under direct fire.
General John Campbell didn't say how close the U.S. special forces were to the Afghans at the time of the request. He says the investigation into what happened is continuing. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 266. This is AP Radio News. At least 6 people from a derailed Amtrak train were brought to a central Vermont hospital for treatment this morning. State transportation officials say 5 passenger cars and the train engine jumped the track after hitting a rock slide on the tracks. 3 researchers who worked on tropical diseases in the 1970s and 80s share the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Nobel Assembly member Jan Anderson says all 3 were surprised when they got their calls today.
They were so humble and said we had never thought that we would be the one elected for Nobel Prizes in Medicine or Physiology.
Chinese scientist Tu Youyou turned to an ancient text to discover a powerful malaria drug. Irish-born U.S. scientist William Campbell and Japanese microbiologist Satoshi Omuro both worked on another drug that has helped fight river blindness and elephantiasis, diseases caused by parasitic worms in Africa. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.